Codgers. Codgers coming up next. Pain in the ass. Anyway, before Kenny Drew... Yes, you are on next. Gosh. Yes, I'm just finishing up my show. Thank you. Shut up. Shut up. God. Before Kenny Drew, LMP. You don't deserve even 1 hour. She May Call You Up Tonight, Left Bank cover from A Century of Song. The Nas before that did Letters Don't Count. Dum Dum Girls with Dum Dum Girls with Lost Boys and Girls Club, and Steel Eye Span opened up that set with Alison Gross from her album Parcel of... Shut up! Please! God. 7 second delay will not be on tonight. It'll be the guy, cranky old coot in the back. Old Codger filling in for 7 second delay. This is WFMU.
Getting in. Gonna be great radio. So watch. Happens so infrequently around here, WFMU.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the Old Codger.
Looking, ain't got no great long curls, but my mama gave me something, carried me to this world. Now, brothers and sisters, we are gathered here.
Yeah.
And I want all you brothers and sisters to contribute heartily.
I'm sorry, brother. I ain't got no dime.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I found you out in time. Now, Brother Wilson, if you'll just tear out and this meeting will begin, we will get someplace. Tear right out.
Yeah.
We are gone.
I'm your mom. I know you're happy.
Woo! You is drunk. That's what matters.
Don't say goodnight yet. I'm not going anywhere. I just got here. And it's so nice to be back on the airwaves here at the console. I got the Victrola winding it up. Playing new 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. I'm the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I am, in fact. They refer to me as the spokesman for my generation because I'm the only one left. Well, I'm filling in for Ken and Andy, whatever their show is about. I'm sure they play a lot of crappy music like everybody else on this station, but not for the next hour. It's going to be all great music from the 78 RPM record collection of Courtney T. Anderson. Me, from dragged down here to shopping cart along Route 280 from my bunker in East Orange on Springdale Avenue. They left. The radio station used to be there. They moved the radio station out of town because they got rid of me. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, we heard Willie Bryant there with the chimes at the meeting. Thanks to the good doctor. He gave me that 78 RPM record, the good doctor. And Lil Johnson before that with my baby. Squeeze me again. Yes. Well, anyway. So, lots of good music for till 7 o'clock. And it's all on 78 RPM records. No groove is safe from my stylus. Well, let's get right back to the music. I think I got some Mildred Bailey right here. Here we go, some Mildred Bailey. Yes.
If you don't know just really what to do, floating through. Long about midnight, close the windows and they dim the lights. Keep the doings from the stranger's sight. And everything is going right. Long about midnight, glasses tinkle, couples sway, taking the pleasure they find. They don't care how they live by day, they just leave the worries behind. They're not pretending it's the hoi polloi, they really mean it, it's the real McCoy. They turn loose a 1,000 pounds of joy long about midnight.
Nothing new about jive, believe it or not. I know when jive first started, the time and the spot. Way back yonder, in the year of 1D1, you can bet your sweet life, that's when jive begun. Do you dig my jive?
Solid Jack!
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow Mac!
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? When jive first started, wasn't a hip cat born. When Adam cracked to Eve, one early dawn. Now Noah jived all the animals into that old ark. Ain't no telling what Adam told Eve in the dark. Do you dig my jive?
Solid Jack!
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow Mac!
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? They threw old Daniel into that lion's den, but Daniel jived the lion they became his friends. Now gal jive, Rip Van Winkle on Sleepy Hollow Hill. He wasn't a hep cat, so he's up there still. Do you dig my jive?
Solid Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive?
But when you start acting silly, please, Mr. Hemingway, it's so plain to see you appeal to me. When you're near, my heart must obey. You're so sweet and so delicious, but when you get too ambitious, please, Mr. Hemingway, I love affection, but we're all alone. There's one objection, if we only had a chaperone. I don't mind the park when it's nice and dark. Neath the moonlight, I love to stay. I adore you when you're gentle, but when you get sentimental, please, Mr. Hemingway.
Just a little bit, quite a little bit. there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, he stepped right on my toes. He ruined all my clothes, shined his shoes on my hose. It made me rain. I told him, please leave me alone, keep your puppies home, don't let them roam. You're clumsy. I grabbed him by the throat, oh, he got my goat, foot just like a boat. I started walking, I said, try walking upon the floor a little bit while you're stumbling round, stumbling all around.
Yeah, that is a funny song. I like that a whole lot. That is Margaret Young. She's singing with the Benny Kruger Orchestra. They're not doing much recording these days. Haven't heard anything new from Benny Kruger's orchestra in about 79 years. Still waiting. Sure they got something in the can, as they say. I'm amusing myself. That was called Stumbling. George Olsen and his music with Do You Dig... Actually, please, Mr. Hemingway, I'm reading these in the wrong order. George Olsen and his music with Please, Mr. Hemingway. Before that, Sammy Price with Do You Dig My Jive. And Mildred Bailey sang Long About Midnight. This is your catcher. I'm filling in for some program here. It's a talk show, they tell me. They don't even play bad music. They probably just have bad talk. I'm just filling in for an hour, playing 78s, dealing with this place, and the staff. Sometimes I come across them. I'm not very fond. I remember years ago, 1915, 1916, I was in Chicago. I saw Maxwell Bodenheim, the great poet and novelist, Maxwell Bodenheim and his friend Ben Hecht, and they announced they were going to hold a literary debate on the topic. The topic was resolved that people who attend literary debates are imbeciles. Well, the place was packed, and Ben Hecht strides to the podium, center of the stage, and he said he would take the affirmative. So he studied the audience for a few minutes. Then he looked over at Bodenheim, and he announced, for the affirmative, I rest my case. Well, Bodenheim stands up, comes forward, scrutinizes the audience very thoroughly. He looks at his confident opponent, and he said, you win. Well, I feel much the same way about WFMU's audience. That is exclusive of everybody tuned in at present, of course. I mean, if you've been tuned in since the beginning of the program, you're listening because you love it, and you have good taste. Well, but my observation about the audience in general at WFMU also applies to the staff. For the most part, there's a few I would spare when I declare a pox upon this house. But there would not be enough left to fill out a full day's programming. So when the great reckoning commences, this building will be reduced to rubble. I will be at the transmitter, howling with glee, and hot-wiring my hand-cranked Victrola to the tower so you can finally hear non-stop quality programming on WFMU. That day is probably not too far in the future. Well, anyway, okay, I use up too much of my time talking, ranting, venting. I hate this place, even though they let me on the radio every so often, because they don't let me on often enough, and they don't give me a regular programming every day. I don't understand it, actually. Well, anyway, so running out of time, I only have an hour. Going to get back to some fine music here. Everything you hear in this hour, 70 RPM Records on WFMU. Thank you.
take heed to my warning. Listen while I say, you ain't living right if your loving ain't okay. Now you don't have to be a Romeo or Juliet. Learn the ABCs of love by starting to bet. I'm dead, brother, sister, sure as stars above. You ain't living right if you ain't in love.
Man. over, and I won't come back till fall. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. With a sign upon the table, I'll be laughing at you all. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And I'll make whoop-whoop-whoopee night and day. Anytime my wifey wants me, you can tell her where to call. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal.
Thank you.
Sorry, there. I was preoccupied, let's just say. Yes, this is the old codger here. And at WFMU, I'm substituting tonight for another program. The less said about that program, the better. We're playing great music, though, for this hour on the Courtney T. Edison Old Codger radio program and WFMU, where there's never a dull moment, except for all the dull moments. I'd like to say about WFMU, lots of bang for your buck, but not much good music. Well, this is different, though. I'm here to rescue you for 1 hour. So that was Andrew Iona's Novelty 4 and Pahana. And before that, the Harmoniums, my old good old friend Irving Kaufman, singing with the Harmonians on Hello Montreal. Libby Holman sang Find Me a Primitive Man. Blanche Calloway and her Joy Boys sang You Ain't Living Right. And Lou Holden and his Disciples of Rhythm with A Windy Day on Outer Drive. So, they tell me if I have to do a program here, if they let me do a program, I am required to read public service announcements twice per hour. So they give me these public services supposed to help give people advice for free. I don't know. Anyway, here's a public service announcement from WFMU. When visiting a casino, please gamble responsibly. If you have all your mortgage money or your kids' college tuition, don't lose it all. While you're playing to win big in the gaming pit, think of the children. This has been a public service message from WFMU, the Coalition for Responsible Gambling, and the Ad Council. Look, if I got to read two of these in an hour, let's get it done in one mic break right now. Okay, this is a public service announcement. WFMU and your local pet rescue clinic urge you to adopt a pet. Don't just consider it. Do it. Do it today. Do it right now. If you don't adopt a pet in the next 30 minutes, you're an awful person, and you should be shunned by all decent, right-thinking people. This has been a public service message from WFMU and your local pet adoption agency. Okay, here's a third public. I'm going to give you this one for free. This is a bonus public service announcement. This holiday season, don't be a jerk. Wait until after New Year's to start acting like a jerk again. Okay, that's my requirement, my obligation for public service announcement this hour. I fulfilled it. Wonderful. Now we can get back to some great music.
Knows who's walking inside those masculine women and feminine men.
Oh, who pumped the wind in my donut. Sure resemble me, who pumped the wind in my donut. Down on that yam yam tree, I wasn't there when the pumping was done, but whosoever pump a pumping, son of a gun, who pumped the wind in my donut. Sure don't resemble me, who pumped the wind in my donut. Sure don't resemble me, who pumped the wind in my donut. Down on that yam yam tree, I like my donuts nice and sweet, but everybody tastes them up and down the street. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree, I like my donuts nice and round, but everybody tastes them all over this town. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree, now my donuts, they are hard to beat. You eat free there, you can't stand on your feet. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree, I got donuts all in my house. You eat my donuts, they'll melt in your mouth. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Now who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. I don't know who did it, but whosoever did it, there was a popping son of a gun. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Down on that yam yam tree, I wasn't there when the pumping was done, but who's the never pump a pumping son of a gun? Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Sure don't resemble me.
Going home at night to a cottage white, sheltered by a shady tree. Speaking of a place called heaven, that's what heaven means to me. Always finding there those who really care, faces that I love to see. Round the fireside at seven, that's what heaven means to me. What is heaven? Where is heaven? Did I hear you say? I know heaven, I'm in heaven at the close of day. Going home at night to a little cottage white, sheltered by a shady tree. Speaking of a place called heaven, that's what heaven means to me. Always finding there those who really care, faces that I love to see. Round the fireside at seven, that's what heaven means to me. Then the radio croons a tune about the moon and silvery stream, till it's time to go.
up the stairs where someone shares your cradle of dreams. And then a little tot by a little cot, whispering on bended knee, bless my mama and my daddy. That's what heaven means to me.
Yes, I love that voice. That's Ruth Etting, the great Ruth Etting. I like to tell people that she was my sweetie until Mo the Gimp Snyder came along. Stole her away. I'll get my revenge on the Gimp someday. That was a song called That's What Heaven Means to Me. This is the Old Codger, by the way, on WFMU, a substitute disc jockey tonight, and here till the top of the hour, and then something else comes up next. Before Ruth Etting, we heard from Ham Gravy. That's actually Washboard Sam with Black Bob. And Who Pumped the Wind in My Donut? And Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks sang Masculine Women, Feminine Men. Yes! You know, I make fun of them. Why not? Because when I'm in the building here, WFMU, I speak my mind. I'm Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger. I speak my mind because my mind was shaped in a different century, the 19th century, and I see no reason to change. What I say offends many people around here because this place, this WFMU, is infected with politically correct bozos. Can I say that on the radio without risking a $10 million defamation suit from the Union of Concerned Clowns? I learned last week that WFMU is trying to pass a speech code so they can catch me saying something that these speech Nazis claim is offensive or insensitive to women or minorities or smelly hippies. Well, and they said if they catch me, the punishment is going to be having to sit through 8 weeks of sensitivity sessions where they will teach me how to behave, how to be a gentleman, a gentle person. And it'll give me a broader respect for people who are different from me. Well, that's just about everyone. That would be a fool's errand. Trying to teach me to give respect to people different from me. You're all different from me. That doesn't mean I have to respect you people. Any of you. I don't even respect my friends. I've known Rummy Delbarton for 86 years. And when I met him, I liked him, but I realized he's an idiot. I told him so then, and I remind him with great regularity. I have no idea, really, what they mean when they say that I'm making insensitive remarks to women. Just look, last year, December, Christmas, some floozy on staff asked me what I wanted for Christmas. Well, I told her I needed a dishwasher and a doormat, and I asked her which one she wanted to be. Now, why is that offensive? Is honesty offensive? If you can't handle it, then I'll tell lies. I don't suppose anyone around here would have a problem with that. Telling lies and labeling it conversation, I'll fit right in here. Look, listen up. I'm pointing my finger at you. I have immunity from crude remarks aimed at women. My language predates political correctness. What they call my boorish behavior is grandfathered in. I think you should learn to be more sensitive to my needs. Tolerance doesn't have to be a two-way street. You should tolerate me. But I'm under no obligation to reciprocate. Here's what I say. Respect your elders, or we'll box your ears. Just remember, wisdom is cumulative. The older you are, the wiser you are. That automatically means wherever I am, I'm the smartest guy in the room. Because remember, as I said earlier, I'm the spokesman for my generation, because I'm the only one left. Okay, well, sorry, I just talked too long. I'm sure I could have played three songs during that monologue. So let's go back To the music now, because I only got a few minutes left. I'm the old codger on WFMU.
Here comes the big chief, the big chief. The yellow Pocahontas, the pretty monogram hunters, and they don't bow down on nobody's ground.
Nobody's ground.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red. The wild Swatunas, white eagles, the pretty eight-barred hunters, the Wild West Shoshone hunters, and we don't bow down on nobody's ground.
Nobody's ground.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red. Here comes the spy boy, the flag boy. But watch that crazy wild man, the wildest in the lowlands. And you love our queen,
you love our queen,
queen of New Orleans.
Queen of New Orleans.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red.
Someone in the next cell. I wonder who it can be.
Oh, those chains.
Shh, shh. Why, who are you? I'm Michelle. I'm doing 6 months of solitary for trying to escape.
Well, where did they catch him?
Paramaribo.
As far as that?
Yes.
Gee, that's tough luck. What become of your pal, Jock?
They got him. They got him, poor Jock. He's gone.
Oh, there's that song again. It haunts me. Sing it, sing it.
All right, join me.
Weary hearts, dreary souls, trekking endless, friendless goals, we go a-marching to the prison cell. Singing a song,
those chains,
of the condemned,
those chains,
dreaming dreams, empty dreams, scheming, shattered, scattered schemes, we go a-marching, what a tale we tell. Singing a song of the condemned.
The world only laughs when we cry.
But we'll show the world how the brave can die.
Row by row, on we go to the devil down below. We go a-marching on our way to hell, singing a song of the condemned.
Oh, what am I talking to you for? What did you do to be sent here?
I'm a thief. What are you?
I'm a murderer.
A murderer?
Yes, a murderer talking to a thief. But what did you steal? Did you rob a bank?
No, I only tried to. But I did steal the heart of a warden's wife.
So you came to prison and fell in love.
Yes, I came to prison and fell in love. And someday I hope to be free.
Yes, but all that this hellhole will mean to me is
row by row, on we go. To the devil down below we go, a-marching on our way to hell.
To hell, singing a song of the condemned.
Brad, that's the end of the program. That was Arthur Fields and Fred Hall with Song of the Condemned. And before that, we heard Baby Dodge, the Baby Dodge Trio, with My Indian Red. Well, it's been fun filling in for whoever the hell was supposed to be here. Maybe they'll be back next week and do a crappy show. But since I won't be here, it will be inferior to what you've been listening to for the past hour. So, this is the Old Codger saying goodbye. Stay tuned for Y-O-Y, whatever that is. And I want to say hello to all my friends out there, Red Butler, Molasses Hathaway, Mrs. Flora Dix Hundwasser, Rummy Delbutton, Woody Fishcakes, Clody, Dr. Bop, Milfie Chinky, Nestor D. Sorrento, my agent, Lola Bell Pancake, hello Lola, Sneezy Boatman, and Honey Bear Sweeney. So, stay tuned. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Coming up on the show, my intern Aaron and Hopkins wrecks the halls of YOY, Holiday Obscura. Something you should know about Aaron before we get started is that he uses software to speak. It's because he's nonverbal. Aaron would like me also to quickly apologize here for some of the music. You'll hear why. We're sorry. We're so, so sorry.
My heart is beating.
WFMU.
Season's greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special Christmas Eve edition of YOY. I am Aaron and Hopkins, coming to you from Minnesota, where it's snowing to beat the band. Just in time for Christmas, so turn up your radio, or in some cases your computer stream, sit by the fire, and enjoy some music that's off the beaten sleigh trail. We start off with the truck-driving singer, who traded in his big rake for a 8-reindeer sleigh. I give you the immortal Dave Dudley.
Left the old North Pole, my rig all loaded with toys. Got a sack full of goodies for good little girls and boys. Big Dipper looking so bright,
Milky Way traffic is light. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Got the same old sleigh and good old reindeer power. Got no speed zones, we'll make the 0 hour. Everything looking so white. Housetops coming in sight. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Well, it's been a year since we've been down this way. So on Christmas Eve we overload the sleigh. But everything will be all right. No ICC in flight. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. It's down to the chimney where the soot's as black as coal. Where I'll fill the stockings with as much as they can hold. The kids are sleeping so tight. Better keep a ho-ho light. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Tired, but then I'm a little bit old. But if I close my eyes, the reindeer know the way home. Well, look what's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. Gave 6 ton of toys to the girls and boys tonight. Gave 6 ton of toys. Merry Christmas and good night.
Dave Dudley, with a seasonal offering entitled 6 Tons of Toys. Kind of like his big hit, 6 Days on the Road. I am sure it's just a coincidence. Now, that number that I just played, along with a good majority of music featured tonight, was curated by Andy Serzan, a concert promoter and bookie, based out of Chicago, and in his spare time, he goes to vinyl shops and flea markets to seek out obscure Christmas music. Without Andy, there is a good chance that this music would be lost forever. So, on with the music, starting with something from the Space Razor. This is Space Age Santa Claus.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His 8 reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa, space-age Santa Claus. He'll loop tinsel round through the stars, light up Christmas trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon for coming Christmas tunes. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. And swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all